The Coweta County District Attorney announced this week he won't pursue charges in the tasing-related death of Chase Sherman. As Martha Dalton reports, Sherman's family members say they're not finished fighting.
While driving with his family from Atlanta to Florida, Sherman began behaving erratically. Unable to calm him, his family called 911. Dash cam videos showed two Coweta County Sheriff's deputies and a medical technician tasing and sitting on top of Sherman. L. Chris Stewart is an attorney for Sherman's family.
They crushed the man in the back seat. This isn't about the first few minutes where he was fighting and moving around. Chase Sherman was tortured and murdered in the back seat, and the district attorney chose to do nothing about it.
But that district attorney, Pete Skandalakis, says there was no intent to harm Sherman.
It was not any actions per se by the deputies or the emergency medical technician unintentionally or intentionally that caused his death.
Sherman's family has asked the Justice Department to intervene and plans to file a civil lawsuit. Martha Dalton, WABE News.